DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
It's been confirmed those who died in yesterday's plane crash in the French Alps came from at least 13 different countries, including Britain. The chief executive of Germanwings says they have a team of counsellors in place. 150 people were on board the flight from Barcelona to Dusseldorf. David Cameron says the government's providing consular assistance.
It is heartbreaking to hear about the schoolchildren, the babies, the families whose lives have been brought to an end. As the Foreign Secretary has said, it's very likely that there were some British nationals involved. The Foreign Office is working urgently to establish whether any further British nationals were among those on board.
Meantime, investigators say one of the plane's black box recorders is damaged but usable. The CEO of airline Lufthansa, Carsten Spohr, says he's visited the crash site.
I was once again, in a shocking moment, made aware of a fact that all of us in Lufthansa know so well. Safety in aviation is not a given. It's something which we have to work hard for every day and every night.
This is KMFM News.
A massive Second World War bomb has been detonated in Kent. The device was blown up in a quarry in Cliff near Rochester just after 9 o'clock this morning after being transported to the site last night. The explosive was discovered at a building site in South London on Monday. You can see a video of the blast at kentonline.co.uk. Police investigating an alleged sex attack on a bus in Kent have released a picture of a man they want to question. A woman in her 20s says she was assaulted by a man who sat next to her as she travelled to work between Folkestone and Hyde on March the 2nd. We've tweeted the picture via at KMFM News. It's been revealed a paper manufacturer in Kent was suffering losses of more than £32 million in the years before it closed. Aylesford Newsprint went into administration last month with a loss of more than 230 jobs. Another 65 staff have remained with the business to help sell assets and decommission the plant.
KMFM News.
The Deputy Governor of the Bank of England has told KMFM Kent is at the forefront of Britain's economic recovery. Manoush Shafiq joined the bank last August as part of a drive to get more women in senior roles there. She's been speaking exclusively during a visit to Ashford and says it's vital to know how local companies are getting on before national policies are made.
We're sitting down with a group of local business people and understanding the challenges they face, the constraints they're under, and how the recovery is going from their perspective is really important for the work I do sitting on the Monetary Policy Committee.
You can also read this story at kentonline.co.uk. A man who burst into a home in Kent after waiting for the owner to finish work has been jailed. Callum Miller from Reculver Walk in Maidstone raided the property in Bierstead in November 2013. The victim's 15-year-old daughter was also inside. A safe containing cash and jewellery was taken. The 24-year-old has been sentenced to 7 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Campaigners are due to march to the House of Commons later to voice concerns about streetlights in Kent being turned off. Almost 70,000 lights are switched off between midnight and 6:30 in the morning to cut light pollution and save money. Despite the County Council making a U-turn on the scheme, Tina Brooker from Gravesend says it'll take too long to replace bulbs with LED technology.
We haven't had a timetable on when the LEDs will be implemented or even, in fact, whether they've got all the money, all the funding in place. So we have to carry on with the campaign until we know. But people are saying to me, we want our lights now.
And Top Gear host Jeremy Clarkson's tweeted that he's not heard a thing about his future, despite reports the BBC is on the verge of sacking him. He was suspended a fortnight ago following what was described as a fracas with a producer.
KMFM Sport.
The FA chairman Greg Dyke says England could bid to host the 2026 World Cup, but only if Sepp Blatter is no longer FIFA president. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Greg Dyke is insisting they won't be making any bid while Blatter is in charge of world football's governing body. Dyke thinks it's more likely they'll try to host the European Championships in 2028. Meantime, Germany's players will wear black armbands and observe a minute's silence before their friendly with Australia tonight in memory of the victims of the plane crash in the French Alps. Manager Oliver Bierhoff says the team are deeply saddened and stunned by the crash. And in cricket, Surrey have announced they've signed Kevin Peterson on a contract that will make him available for the county championship season. Peterson cancelled his deal with an Indian Premier League side in order to press his claims for a recall to the England team this summer. He hasn't played for the national side since last year's Ashes defeat.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.